starting the live stream with some beatboxing. I don't actually really know how to beatbox. Happy Tuesday, friends. Happy Tuesday. Hope you are having a wonderful day. My name is Justin Moore, founder of Creator Wizard, helping you find and negotiate your dream brand partnerships. And today we are going to be talking about five scripts that get brands to say yes, regardless of your follower count. Was that a juicy one? I hope it was, because I'm here to bring the fire. I am live across YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, X, you name it, I'm there. So please let me know where you're tuning in from in the chat. And we're going to have a bunch of fun today. We've got Gil saying, oh boy, I did not expect a beatboxing, Justin. You know, I'm trying to keep these things fun. I've been doing these live streams for like a long time, many, many years. And I'm entertaining myself. That I feel like that's a big important part of like continuing to have the stamina to do live streams like this week after week. We've got Parker's on the go. We've got the KMH family. Hanati, great to see you here. We are heading into the Q4 holiday season. Lots of brands love spending their marketing budgets. Back to school is upon us as well. So lots of exciting things in both life and business. We've got Daryl the Finisher tuning in. We've got Parker's on the go saying, hey, KMH family, oh, I got to go live on Instagram. I got to click the button. So we're live over there. We've got WV Uncommonplace tuning in from Huntsville, Alabama. Yeah, I love when you can share where you're tuning in from as well. So for those of you who are just tuning in, these live streams that I do each week are for y'all. So any questions that you have around brand deals, partnerships, negotiations, sponsorships, you name it, drop it in and I'll be answering those questions a bit later on. We've got Half Tech tuning in, Rosie from the Hustling Mom. We've got Mar Creator, Bradsville Kirk. Good to see you all here as well. So let's just jump right into it. Again, five scripts that get brands to say yes to you. So I'm going to surprise you a bit here because I'm not just going to focus all on like the actual pitch stage where you're actually reaching out and pitching a brand, because that's just one script that you might need to have during your interactions with brands. So the first one that we're going to talk about is something that I call the rope cold pitch script. So if you've read my book, Sponsor Magnet, you know that in the first section of the book, I talk about my rope method, which is ROPE. So basically most creators send very generic, like, I love your brand emails that get ignored, right? Because it's all about them. Me. This is how many followers I have. This is how many views I'm getting. These are my audience demographics. I've loved, using your product or eating your food for the last 3 years. You should work with me. And that simply is not a compelling pitch. So in its most basic form, just like foundational level here, learning how to craft pitches that follow this method, the rope pitching method, is just going to be a game changer for, getting on the radars of these brands. So R stands for relevant. So basically you are tying your pitch back to something that a campaign that they're either currently running or have run in the past, right? So that you're basically referencing a very specific campaign. Okay. Not just like their latest post. Oh, I just saw you posted a day ago about XYZ. That is what everyone's going to do. Okay. O in the rope method is organic. So you can link your pitch to organic work that you've already published that illustrates that your audience has existing affinity for their brand or their product or the campaign that they ran 7 months ago. Okay. Not that you do. The brand doesn't care that you've eaten their pasta for 3 years. Does your audience represent a big pool of prospective customers to them? How can you illustrate that in your pitch? P stands for proof. Okay, so you can show how you've helped another brand achieve results. And E stands for easy to execute. Okay, give them a specific set of deliverables that they can react to. I'm going to do this for you. Okay, so that is the rope method. Okay, so in its most basic form, a script like, hi, Stacy, hi, John, loved that you were doing, this campaign around Mediterranean Diet Month, in that campaign last year. I just posted about, and then you link like a old podcast episode or a old YouTube video or a newsletter that you did or whatever. And my audience went crazy for it, right? After my recent partnership with insert another brand that you helped, I have an idea for how we could amplify your next, health campaign. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. We can do this. Are you free on Thursday at 10 a.m. to talk about this? That is the rope method in its most purest form. Is this helpful? Do we understand now we are no longer going to send pitches or emails to brands where it's all about us? The brand doesn't care about us. They care about the fact that you can help them tap into a pool of prospective customers. If you're leading with how many followers you have to think about that. Lots of people have lots of followers on the internet these days. That is not enough of a pitch. This is probably the number one piece of feedback that I get from people, creators, you know, entrepreneurs coming inbound being like, I'm getting millions of views a month. I'm getting hundreds of thousands. I literally just got an email like yesterday. Oh, I'm getting hundreds of thousands of views per podcast episode for my YouTube channel. This is a very hard piece of advice to give. And this is what I said is that like the brand doesn't care. That is not a compelling pitch. Okay. Because there's thousands of people that they could potentially partner with. So how are you going to help them accomplish a business objective? Okay. All right. Give me a one in the chat. If you're all committing now to never send a cold pitch or a cold outreach where it's all focusing on you. And by the way, if you are still mystified as to like, Justin, okay, I get where you're coming from, but like, how does this apply to me? I am an underwater basket weaving channel, or I teach, you know, super something super, super niche, or I'm not a consumer facing creator. I am a B2B person on LinkedIn and I have a newsletter, or I have a in-person event or whatever. How does this apply to me? Well, guess what, friend? Guess what? The next 10K brand deal challenge is happening in 9 days. This is a live challenge that I do over 7 days. It starts on September 11th, and I am going to help you craft your version of a 10K brand deal. Okay. A lot of people ask me like, what would it even take for a brand to understand why they should pay me five figures? And that is the whole point of this challenge. We ran one a couple months ago and it was an absolute blast. And so we're running it back. I'm very excited because also, if this is something that's exciting to you, there's like a VIP upgrade option where I'm doing four like more intimate live Q&A calls over Zoom. So basically it's an hour each day. So it starts on Thursday, September 11th. I do an hour of kind of like instruction. And then afterwards I have time for that's basically like a separate call just for the VIPs where we can ask questions and learn more about your situation and get advice and all that. So it's a bunch of fun. And we actually had a bunch of people craft their pitches. And then on the following Monday, which I think is the 15th, I do a live pitch roast, which is my favorite part. So basically people submit their pitches and then live, I like go through, I read the pitches. I share what I think and how I would approach that differently. Some people even do video pitches, which is really fun. And the coolest part is that people actually take these pitches and they hit send on them and people hear back like during the challenge period. And so it's just like a bunch of fun. And if you're someone who is gearing up, you're looking forward to like Q4 and you're thinking, I would like to get some holiday brand deals, get some of that cash for myself. Perfect timing, right? Perfect timing. A lot of these brands are like starting to organize these campaigns and do outreach for these campaigns right now. So who here in the chat is going to commit to joining the 10K brand deal challenge? You know what? I'm going to drop the link in here in the chat. And you know what? Anyone that signs up live right now, I'm going to give a big shout out to because I can. It'll be fun. Okay. I'm going to drop this link here in the chat. And basically it is just creatorwizard.com/challenge. creatorwizard.com/challenge. It is a paid challenge. It's $97. And that VIP upgrade thing that I mentioned is $197 if you want to get on like live calls with me. I think it's like very affordable. And if it gets you off the fence, if you have always known that you've wanted to do more brand deals but just didn't really know where to start, or you want a group of like, you know, other creators who are doing it at the same time, more as like an accountability measure, come on, let's go. Who's gonna join the 10K brand deal challenge? Let's go. I'm very excited. Can you tell? All right. So let's move right along here to the five scripts that get brands saying yes. So we talked about the rope cold pitch script. Now let's talk about the budget range negotiation script. So what most creators do when they're on a phone call with the brand or they're engaging, you know, via email with a prospective sponsor, they'll say, what's your budget? And brands don't want to tell you. right? Because if they tell you that their budget is 10K, what number, what proposal level are you going to come back to them with? 10K. And then they don't have any wiggle room. Remember, they are not just reaching out to you in all likelihood. They're reaching out to 19 other people, right? And so you still, they have this larger budget, which is, let's say, you know, 100K, 500K, whatever. And they have to essentially Tetris that budget together because everyone is coming, going to come back to them with different rates. You're going to come back to them at 5K or 10K. Someone else is going to come back at 20K. Someone else is going to come back at 1K. And so they have to do this exercise. This is what I had to do when I ran my influencer marketing agency, was I had to kind of, you know, Tetris it all together to make it work. And so asking what your budget is not a helpful question, because if you say 10K and they're at the budget, they're at the Tetrising stage, and then they get down to it and then they are like, they've got like 8K or 6K, they can't move forward with you because you only gave them one option. Okay. They're going to lowball you. They're going to say they don't have one. They're going to say, you tell us, we've never done this before. And so instead, you are going to give them the following script. You're going to say, look, this call was very useful. I would love to put together 3 to 4 different packages to help you envision how we can bring this partnership to life. Do you have a sense of what I should set those 3 to 4 tiers at from a budget feasibility perspective? So you're not asking what's your budget. You are asking them to give you a budget range. And the most surprising part about this script is that 75% of the time, they will actually tell you the range. Wild. 75% of the time, they will tell you 1, 2, 3K, 5, 10, 15K, right? 50, 100, 150K, right? In our dreams, right? It could happen. And now they have an ability when they're Tetrising the budget, they've got at least one package, one option to move forward with you at, right? So it gives them wiggle room while getting you the info that they, that you need to price competitively amongst the other options that they're considering. You may have heard me talk about this before, that I take this kind of like Moneyball approach to sponsorships. So you've ever seen that movie, I'm a big sports nut. And so the movie Moneyball was all about how they crafted a winning team with people who just got on base a lot. They figured out that there was this one stat, this one metric, where as long as these people were getting on base, they were getting walks, they were hitting singles, they were hitting doubles, they weren't hitting home runs, they weren't hitting grand slams, but they were just hitting singles and doubles all day long. And those people became almost like kind of like journeyman players, where, yeah, they didn't make the blockbuster MVP salaries all the time, but they were like helping win games. And so this is the approach that I have always had about sponsorships, is that you can create a very good life hitting singles and doubles all day long, getting $2,000 deals, $5,000 deals, $7,500 deals, right? You're not always going to get the $20,000, $25,000 deals all day long. And so having this perspective of like, as long as they can, I have an option, a package option that they can move forward with me at some amount, that is going to lead to a very good life and a very good business. Is this making sense? Drop a 2 in the chat if this is making sense. Drop the mind blown emoji here. Give me the thinking emoji guy. Maybe give me the money with the wings, right? So are we getting here? The budget range negotiation script. I have now given you 2 scripts that you can use to start helping brands understand why they should work with you over others. I see Cheryl Rflow tuning in on IG. Good to see you here. We've got Hey Health Tech. It's Jay Carr. We've got Jason Vaughn, K&J Lumber. Love to see it here. We've got Katie Rocky tuning in. We've got Playing the Mom Game. Yeah, good to see you all here. I'm going to take a swig real quick, and then we're going to dive into some more scripts. Okay, so let's talk about the free stuff pivot script. Okay, so how does this happen, right? So a brand comes to you, they say, hey, we only offer free products instead of compensation. And when you try to like pivot to like, hey, well, you know, I'm only focusing on paid partnerships right now. Or you say, you know, here's why I think you should pay me. You try to justify it. And then the brand hits you with something like, well, we've got a line of 99 other people who is willing to accept this free thing because this free thing is expensive. So do you want it or not? Anyone ever gotten that one? Drop it in the chat if you've ever gotten something like that before. And so what do we need to do to actually pivot boop, go this way, boop, go this way, to a different direction and say something like, hey, well, thank you so much for the offer. I would love to learn more about what your objectives are when you collaborate with creators. And then hopefully they answer you and they tell you one of three things, right? It's my ARC framework that I talk about in my book, my book, Sponsor Magnet, ARC. So it's awareness, repurposing, or conversion. They're going to give you one of those three things. And once you get that data, you can say, great, glad to know that repurposing my content, you send out all this free stuff and then, you know, you hope people that make, you know, content about it. And then you say, hey, out of curiosity, like, are you able to get revisions on those assets when people, you know, are just getting the thing for free? You may not actually have much creative stake in how that content is brought to life. I actually can create that as part of a compensated agreement. I would look forward to rounds of revision, a more collaborative creative experience with you so that you can ensure that not only am I displaying and recommending the product adequately, you're getting the sound bites that you need to cut this down into a 15-second ad that you can run on the internet. I can create different versions of this asset. So I have different hooks at the beginning. I have different calls to action at the end, right? And I'll give you the usage rights for those for 3 months or whatever. This is going to give you a much better return on your investment than just crossing your fingers and hoping that when you, you know, shotgun these, you know, 100 free things out to people, that two or three of them are going to be good. So in with that in mind, what budget can you allocate for a collaboration like this? Do you hear how I was talking like a bit more strategically about what an engagement with you might look like? And by the way, as a follow-up, if they push back on that, you can offer to accept the free product just to test it, but say, hey, like airtime on my channel or a review on my channel, that would require compensation. That a paid promotion would be separate than that, separate to that. This also works if they're like offering you like a gift card or something like that, right? So learning how to pivot. And by the way, there's a bunch of ways in which brands say that they're not going to pay you. They say, okay, our, you know, like I mentioned, the, you know, the product is too expensive. So, or is expensive. So that should be compensation enough. Or, oh, join our affiliate program and we'll give you 20% commission. Or, oh, you know, let's do a trial. And if it goes well, then we'll consider paying you down the line. And just to a lot of creators, that just sounds like, oh, they're not going to pay me. So I'm going to blow them off. I'm going to say, come back to me when you get a budget and this type of thing. And then, yeah, surprise, surprise, they never come back to you. All right. And so you have to acknowledge that, look, I need to be saying different things in each of these scenarios to ensure that this brand understands where I'm coming from, why it would be valuable to compensate me. Is this making sense? Playing the mom game says, yes, yes. Usually they just say their budget doesn't allow for paid partnerships. Yeah. Katie says, yes. And they can only do affiliate model for something that I already have an affiliate link with a different brand for a similar product. You know, Katie, I want to touch on this point real quickly because I was just at the Content Entrepreneur Expo earlier last week. And I got a chance to interview one of my good friends, Sarah Loretta, who is actually running the partnerships program for Senja, which is the testimonial tool that I use. And I interviewed her for my podcast and we actually got into talking about this. And it's going to be coming out on the pod soon. But one really interesting insight that Sarah shared is that they were running a campaign for August and they had $10,000 to spend and they could not find people to like take the money. It was so difficult to get. She was doing all this outreach and people were just like not responding or they were saying, hey, I'm not available. Or, I'm not interested or whatever. And it wasn't like she was offering nothing, like she had money. Right. And so one of the insights that came from this conversation, though, was that the very first place that she turned to try to recruit people for this flat compensated campaign that they were running in a particular month was their affiliate pool. They went to their affiliate pool because those people already understood the product. They were users. They were already bought in to like why the tool is valuable. And so I think a lot of people like they don't want to join affiliate programs because they think, well, if I start talking about the brand in an affiliate capacity, why would they ever pay me? But increasingly, I am talking with brand marketing managers, affiliate marketing managers, where they have specific promotions, specific campaigns. Like the holidays is a great example, right? The holidays, the Q4 is right around the corner and they've got some promo, right? A Black Friday, Cyber Monday promo or whatever. And they're thinking, okay, what are we going to do? Are we going to go and try and like, you know, recruit people cold off the street who have no idea who our tool is? Or are we going to turn to our pool of, you know, maybe the top 10 affiliates that we have, let's turn to them and offer them the money. Be like, hey, will you do this, like, you know, email blast or whatever? Or, you know, will you, you know, do some content that I can repurpose for paid ads or whatever? They turn to those people first. And so don't underestimate the value of being a part of a brand's affiliate program. Katie says this is a good point to get on their affiliate program, to on their list for paid partnerships. Exactly. Love that this is helping. So for those of you who are just tuning in here, we're talking about the five scripts that get brands to say yes, that get brands to finally pay you regardless of your follower count. Because what we're talking about right now, we talked about the rope cold pitch script. We talked about the budget range negotiation script. We talked about the free stuff pivot script. And by the way, if this is massaging your brain and you're just tuning in, you better join the 10K Brand Deal Challenge, which is starting next week. Go to creatorwizard.com/challenge. And you know what? What am I even doing? I don't even have this up on the script here or up on the screen. I should get my like little scrolling ticker here. Hold on. Let me just pull this up here. Boom. Did I just screw it up? There we go. Boom. There we go. Join the 10K Brand Deal Challenge. Creatorwizard.com/challenge. There we go. Okay. Now, let's talk about the concept approval script. Hey, we're not just talking about pitching. We're not just talking about negotiation, because you need to be armed with scripts to learn what to say when you get into a situation with the brand and they tell you, hey, okay, you're good to go. Sign the contract with you. We trust you. We want this to be organic and authentic. We trust your creative process. No, we're never going to do that, right? We're never going to start creating content or assets without getting buy-in from the brand on your concept, right? Because you want the ability for the brand to come back to you and say, hey, that's not what we had in mind at all, right? You want the ability for them to say, change this, this, and this, or, oh, hey, you're talking about our product incorrectly, or the promo starts on this date, not that date, or make sure you demonstrate it in the following way, because we partnered with some creators last month and they screwed it up and they had to reshoot it. Yes, great. Give me all of that feedback. Give me all of that data before I press record, because I don't want to have to redo this stuff, right? Brady, we've got Brady, your tutor, tuning in. A previous Wizards Guild coaching client, right? Right, Brady? Right? We want to give them the opportunity to provide us feedback on our concept. So maybe the script looks something like, hey, before I begin production, I want to make sure that we're aligned. Here is exactly what I am planning to create. And then you give them a detailed concept. And that concept probably should be as detailed as necessary, given your experience with that. Either maybe you've worked with that client before, or maybe it's a client in a particular product category that you know can be more stringent on how you demonstrate it. So financial services, pharmaceutical companies, I've done all of those things. And the legal team, the legal approval process with those types of sponsorships is much, much more onerous than other types, right? And so you just get this experience knowing that this type of brand maybe needs a bit more of a detailed script before I start this, right? So you say, hey, here's the detailed concept. I'm going to be filming at this location. I'm going to be featuring these people. I'm going to say these key messages. I've got this call to action that I'm going to talk about. And this is going to be the, you know, the landing page link that I drive towards or whatever. Does this align with your vision? Or would you like me to adjust anything? Right? And so the reason that this is crucial is that it's going to prevent like reshoots. It's going to prevent revisions. It's going to prevent scope creep for this partnership. And this is the number one thing that causes people to develop a sour taste in their mouth when working with a brand. And they're like, oh, I never want to work with that person again, or they're not paying me enough to, like, you know, do all this stuff. Well, probably because you didn't prepare them for what, you know, how you were going to ultimately bring this to life. Does this make sense? Drop a 3 in the chat if this is making sense. We've got As Told by Canadian Immigrants asking, do we have access to the challenge if we can't join a session? So yeah, so the way it works is that there's going to be a pop-up forum, a pop-up space in my private community during the challenge period. And so if you miss any, we post the replays within 24 hours of each session. But after a certain date, I think it's like 7 to 10 days after the challenge ends, the space does go down because it's only a pop-up space. But like, yeah, like anytime within those, like that 2 week period, roughly, you can catch up on any sessions that you miss. So yeah, we had a bunch of people who there was like one or two calls that they couldn't make. And yeah, they caught the replay later. So yeah. So, but again, it does, the pop-up space does come down. Like after, I think a week after the challenge is over. The reason for this, honestly, is it's an accountability measure. Like how many of you have bought courses or bought workshops and I'll get to it at one point, and then 1 week becomes 2 weeks, 2 weeks becomes a month becomes 6 months, 6 months becomes a year, and you never freaking like do it. I've done this. I've bought like courses before that I've never freaking never watched or consumed. And so I didn't want that to be the case with this one. I want this to be like, let's hit the ground running. Let's actually hit send on these pitches. Let's actually understand what it takes to you know, execute a 10K brand deal. And so that hopefully that answers that question. And as a reminder, if you're just tuning in here, anyone who joins the challenge live during the live stream, I'm going to give you a special sound effect. I'm going to give you a shout out. Let's go. And Benjamin Little says, just ordered. I've been meaning to for ages. Benjamin, is that the book? Did you mean the book that you bought the book? Because, bro, if you bought the book, huge shout out, man. I super, super appreciate it. Let's see here. Do we got any 10K brand deal challenge enrollments live? Let me see. I don't know if I can find it quickly enough. Let's see here. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to keep looking. Okay. So before we dive into the live Q&A, I have one more script for you, one more script that gets brands to finally say yes, regardless of your follower size. And that is the post campaign report follow-up script. Okay. So if you've read my book, Sponsor Magnet, and Benjamin said, yes, the book, he's about to read the book. So the post campaign report is something I talk about near the end of the book in the analysis section or the analyze chapter, all about why you need to follow up with these brands after you execute campaigns with them to share not just the quantitative results of the partnership, but the qualitative results. So did you receive any private feedback, DMs, newsletter replies, feedback that the brand is not seeing? If it's not a public facing social media post that you did with them, there may be feedback that you received that the brand would love to see, even if that feedback is neutral or negative. Most creators just completely disappear after posting, after, you know, getting their money, sending the invoice, whatever. You are going to send a professional analysis that's going to completely differentiate you from any other people that they may have worked with for that campaign. And so the script could look something like, hey, name, here's the results from our campaign. Here's the key metrics, right? Here's audience feedback that I received. I noticed a particular insight about your market, or, you know, I had 5 or 6 comments of people asking a specific question that I guess maybe I didn't cover adequately enough, or maybe there was an objection that people can't get past, and that's why they didn't, you know, redeem the offer, the promo, or whatever. And this leads me, this gives me an idea for our next collaboration. Here's what I'm proposing that we do. When would be a good time to discuss, you know, this idea, like the next quarter, you know, for the next quarter or the next month or whatever. And so the big insight here is that you always have to be ending these analyses with a pitch for the next campaign. And this is how you turn these one-off deals into ongoing partnerships where you're working with the brand month over month or quarter over quarter. Now, I have to give a massive shout out because my good buddy Gannon just joined the live stream on Instagram. Guys, if you are not following Gannon, I'm very excited to say that I am actually doing a live workshop with Gannon tomorrow, September 3rd. So if you're listening or watching this and you want to jump into this, Gannon is an absolute expert in automation. So DM automation, for example, with tools like ManyChat. And we're going to be doing, it's a paid challenge or paid session. It's $27, I think. And basically Gannon is going to be going over how do you collect data from your audience on something like Instagram and use those insights to pitch brands. So he's going to do the kind of data collection analysis portion of this workshop. And then he's going to kind of hand it off to me. And we're going to talk about, okay, now that we have these insights, how can we figure out what to say when we pitch these brands using those insights. It's going to be really exciting. I'm very excited to collaborate with Gannon on this workshop. So DM me or DM Gannon if you want the link to it. His username on Instagram is Gannon.Meyer or Meyer, sorry, M-E-Y-E-R on Instagram. He's just a great dude. You absolutely should follow him. He has helped me tremendously with my own automation strategy. So yeah, make sure to tune into that if the workshop, if you can join. All right, y'all, I think it's time to answer some questions. And I think I saw a question further up from playing the mom game. So let me take a swig here and then I'll read the question. We've got a fellow Minnesotan playing the mom game says, I find it most difficult finding brand contact emails and getting past the, hey, we have an affiliate program, sign up for that responses. Yeah, you know, I totally hear that. Look at it. So again, like look at it from their perspective. They are, you know, probably inundated with, you know, people reaching out to them, asking about collaborations. If all you're doing, or if the extent of your outreach strategy right now is email, maybe a way for you to stand out from the crowd is to do a video pitch. Because let's face it, pretty much everyone has access now to write a good enough sounding email with a large language model like ChatGPT, like Claude, right? For a relatively low cost, you can write an email that like sounds pretty good, right? And so you can only imagine that these brand partnership managers, these affiliate marketing managers, the amount of inbound that they've started to receive has skyrocketed from people who are now trying to kind of automate this process. I have never been one to think that automating brand outreach is a good play. I don't think that it's especially important now to figure out ways like, hey, how can I do something where when people are zigging, I'm zagging? So one way to zag is to create a video pitch. And this is something that we're going to cover quite a bit in the 10K Brand Deal Challenge, which starts next week. So how do you actually do the rope method, right? How do you create a pitch on video? And you're sending the video link to the brand. You get the thumbnail image of you. Be like, hey, I filmed this quick video for you. Would love to jump on a call and talk more about this. But it's really the video that's whetting their palate. That's the hook to, help that person understand why they should take a call from you. That's just one example, right? We got my boo, April Athena 7 on the live stream. Hey, honey, what's going on? Good to see you here. So she's over here on Instagram. Good to see you, baby. Is this making sense, playing the mom game? I'm a big fan of like realizing, okay, let me do if they're telling me that, hey, we have an affiliate program, sign up for that. Let me go sign up for the affiliate program. I'm not going to make any promises, but I'm going to go say, okay, what are they promoting? Is it something specific? Is it a seasonal promotion? Is it something evergreen? Are they currently running ads? Let me go take a look at their face. This is actually something we do in the challenge as well, is like I show you some ways to kind of reverse engineer what it seems like the brand cares about. So yeah, of course, like looking at their social media posts that are public on, you know, Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or whatever is a good way. But like, let's actually go one step deeper. Let's look at the ads that they're running. What are the, or if they're running ads at all. And then your pivot to that, you know, oh, join our affiliate program is, hey, great to know. I'm going to go check out that affiliate program out of curiosity. Do your affiliates also grant you the rights to repurpose their content for paid ads? Because that's something that I specialize in. Let me know if you'd like me to share a few investment options for what that might look like. And so what does the brand think now? Oh, actually, no, we don't get the rights to run paid ads with our affiliates content. Let's talk to playing the mom game, because it sounds like she's thinking more deeply about our influencer strategy than we are. Right? So this is a very, very important insight here. Okay, which is that you can't just do the same things that you've always done. You can't do the same things that everyone else is doing. Okay? Y'all, holy cow. Huge, huge announcement that I got to make here. Huge announcement. Christina just joined the 10K Brand Deal Challenge. Let's go. Come on, as told by a Canadian immigrant here. Look at that. Look at that. I am live and Christina just joined the challenge. Huge. Huge props to you, Christina. I appreciate you so much. Delilah says, don't sleep on the 10K Brand Deal Challenge. It's flipping amazing and you will not regret joining, but you will regret waiting. Look at that. Look at that. Look at that social proof from Delilah. Thank you so much, Delilah. That's so kind of you to say. You know what? I'm going to pull this up here on the screen. Look at this. I'm going to do a screenshot too here. Look at this. Look at that. I had to do it. Oh, wait, I didn't get a good screenshot. I always like doing the screenshot. Oh, here we go. Oh, There we go. That's better. Thank you, Delilah. I appreciate that so much. Yeah, I'm super appreciative that you joined, Christina. I'm super, super excited to have you in there. My wife, April Athena 7, said, LOL, can I join too as the wife of Creator Wizard? Well, you know, everyone always loves when you make cameos, honey. Like you are way more fun than me, because you just keep it real and I'm like, I feel like maybe a bit more professional and you just like keep it real. And I think that people would really enjoy that if you came in and joined. In fact, I'm pretty excited because I have I haven't really actually talked about this much, but I have a mastermind that I've been running for the last five months, I guess. So I'm working with 11 creators, in like a much more intimate capacity, like directly, to blow up their sponsorship revenue. And it's an 8-month program. And, one of the capstones of the mastermind is we're doing an in-person retreat here in Minneapolis soon. And I'm so excited because, my wife, April, agreed to do a session with me. We're going to talk about, basically like what has been our learnings from 15 years as creators. And we've been doing it full time for, over 10 years. My wife has been doing it full time for 13 years now, I think, and me 11 years. So like, that's not, it's been hard. Like, it's not a walk in the park to be able to do this full time, both of us full time for that long. Our income source streams, our revenue streams have swung wildly over those, you know, decade plus that we've been doing this. And so I'm really excited to kind of get my wife's perspective. And also, you know, it's, you know, working together as, you know, partners, as, you know, being married, also has come with its own unique challenges. You know, there's been a lot of amazing things. There's been a lot of challenges, but like, you know, that's something that we've evolved, to learn how to work together over the years as well. So, by the way, if this is something, if the mastermind is something that you're interested in, I open it once a year, usually around the March timeframe, but the only way, if you want to get first crack at joining, you have to come to Sponsor Games, because everyone who comes to Sponsor Games, they get first crack at the spots. Cause it's I only have like a few spots, for the mastermind. So you should come to Sponsor Games. It's going to be a lot of fun. Late Apex Garage says, what is the 10K brand deal challenge? Okay. Well, see, this is what I got to do. I got to do the quick plug again. So Late Apex Challenge, the, 10K brand deal challenge is, I should just pull up my screen. How about I do that? Challenge. There we go. Okay. I'm going to share my screen here. Boom. Boom. Here we go. So the 10K brand deal challenge, is a 7-day, accountability, basically like, accelerator, I guess you could call it, where I help you learn what will it actually take for you to nail a 10K brand deal, to get your first 10K brand deal or your next 10K brand deal. And so I can actually scroll down here to show you what the, let me see what the schedule looks like. Here we go. So it actually tells you what we cover on each day, of the challenge. So it's a bunch of live calls. There is a VIP option where if you upgrade, I do live Q&As after the main session. And this basically, we have a live brand outreach audit on that Monday where I kind of like roast your pitches and it's very fun. And then you hit send on those pitches and then we start hearing back from those brands and it's like, it's very exciting. So it's a lot of fun. You absolutely, should join. It's creatorwizard.com/challenge. And, we had a ton of creators join last time. So if you missed out last time, it is $97, which, I put it all on the line. So it's a very affordable, in my opinion, it's a very affordable challenge relative to like the, what you actually get. And then there's like a pop-up space in our pop-up forum in our, private community as well for the basically 2 weeks, the week of the challenge and then one bonus week. So yeah, it's very excited. It's very excited. It's very fun. So you should join. All right, let's answer some more questions. Let's see here. Okay. So, we have a question here. Oh, one quick comment here. Joe's phenomenal. Hey, Justin, just use on your tips on a deal with Samsung where I turned an offer for one video into three instead. And it was easy. Joe, bro, I am so stoked for you. Can you do me a favor? Can you DM me on Instagram? I want to hear more about what you did because I love hearing people's wins, especially when you say it's easy. Joe, please DM me on Instagram and share more about how you made that happen because that's so sick. I love that. That makes my day. All right, Joe on Instagram coming through with the testimonial. Let's go. Okay, so let's share here from Calvin. Calvin has a question here. Would the rates that you talk about on page 112 apply if you get more views? Using your example, if I was at 50K views, then I would price at 3K, which seems realistic. But if I'm averaging 2 million views, that's $130,000. Well, here's the thing, Calvin. One parallel that I think it's very helpful to talk about here is how much would it cost for a brand to get 2 million views on an ad on Facebook or Instagram? And the answer is close to $130,000 or maybe even more. And so this feels crazy to us, but you have to understand how some of these brands are thinking about collaborating with creators. Now, maybe you're not able to get $130,000 on a deal, but like I regularly, when I ran my agency, regularly, I would see deals in that price range, especially if it's an awareness focused campaign for a very large creator. And so I know that that might seem crazy to you, especially if maybe you've been used to doing deals on a CPV or CPM basis, right? CPV is cost per view, or CPM is cost per thousand views, or, you know, cost per thousand impressions, cost per mille. And if that's what you've been used to doing, this approach for pricing this way feels crazy. But again, this is absolutely possible as long as you can articulate to the brand why this makes sense, why there's an ROI here to actually do. And again, 2 million views is so many. I don't think we're quite realizing here how much 2 million views is. Let's do quick math here. Let's do a million views just for quick math here. Okay. If a million people watch a video, okay, and a brand sponsors that, a brand that's a good, well aligned with that creator, let's say conservatively that 10% of those people, 10% of the million eyeballs, let's just pretend that it's a million unique viewers, 10% of those people click the landing page of that video. So that's 100,000 people. Okay. Of the 100, let's say it's a free trial to a software. Okay. Of the 100,000 people that land on that landing page, let's say that 10%, Calvin, sign up for a free trial. So of the 100,000, 10,000 sign up for a free trial. Okay. Now the brand knows that, let's say of the 10,000 people that sign up for the free trial, maybe 50% are going to sign up for a paid plan. I don't know. Could be lower, right? Whatever. 50% for simple math, 5,000 people sign up for a paid plan. They know that their software costs $10 a month and the average person sticks around for 10 months. So the lifetime value, the LTV of one paying customer equals $100. Calvin, what is 5,000 times 100? Should we do some public math here? 5,000 people times $100. What is that? So yes, if you're a brand who understands the math behind your acquisition funnel, you might pay someone that much money for an influencer marketing activation. Brands understand this. And even if you had a much more conservative assumption of this math here, and by the way, they're not going to just pay you that number because that's a break even. They want to turn a profit. So they're probably going to want to pay you half, a third, a fourth of that, right? And I talk about this in the book, right? So you very quickly can start to realize here, like, wow, this actually could be extremely profitable for the brand to do an activation like this. Does this make sense here? Yeah. Is this making sense? Drop it in the chat here. Calvin, give me a mind blown emoji. Give me the money tongue guy. If you can understand here why a brand might spend $130,000 for a 2 million view video. Okay. The salon guy on Instagram says, I have a TikTok video with 49 million views. That's wild. Congratulations, salon guy. That's crazy. Retirement for Seniors says, I am down for the challenge. Let's do this. All right. Well, Retirement for Seniors, the moment that I see you sign up, hold on a second here. The moment that I see you sign up, I'm going to give you a shout out. Retirement for Seniors. Maybe you can tell me what your first name is so that I could, because I actually just had some people sign up. We've got Christina. Look at that. Christina just joined the VIP. Y'all, Christina joined the VIP. Let's go. And you know who else? Parfait joined the 10K Brand Deal Challenge and also joined the VIP. Guys, this is extremely exciting here. We got people joining the challenge live. I am so hyped right now. All right, so Retirement for Seniors. If you end up joining, you should come. It'll be a lot of fun. Okay, let's see here. Jason says, I'm in your larger program of your course, and it's great considering signing up for this for a focused burst. Any chance there is a discount for guild members? So Jason, if you're an active guild member, I can't remember if you're currently active in the guild. It's free. The challenge is free to guild members. Actually, we sent out an email a couple of days ago with a free code for the challenge. That's one perk of being in my sponsorship coaching program, Wizards Guild. You get free access to all of our challenges, all of our sprints. So if you're like, go check out that email if you're currently in the guild, because it's free. Joe says brands are finally realizing that ads through content creators cost less and get more results than production companies. It's a great point, Joe. Brands are starting to finally, you know, kind of come around to look. I actually just released, those of you who didn't know, I have a podcast that I just launched a couple weeks ago. Did you know this? It's called the Sponsor Magnet. It's the Sponsor Magnet podcast. And I just released an episode today talking about how Apple, you know, they had this F1 movie that they released a month or two ago, and they nailed $40 million in brand deals for their fake racing team. So brands like Tommy Hilfiger, IWC, the watch brand, Mercedes-Benz, Expensify, they sponsored this fictitious racing team. And we talk in the episode about how interesting this type of sponsorship is. And there were also some creator activations that they did alongside this. And I would definitely encourage you to go listen to that episode or watch that episode. But with side note, I'm having so much fun doing this podcast in this format. Joe Casabona, who is my lead coach in my sponsorship coaching program, Wizards Guild, he is my co-host. And so we're just having a ton of fun riffing on this stuff. But to your point, Joe, brands are seriously waking up to the power of partnering with creators like this. Because if you look at someone like, I'm just going to hold up this example of like MKBHD or, you know, Mr. Beast or whatever, like, Mr. Beast is a good example. Like, I think I watched a new Mr. Beast video with my kids yesterday, and in one day it had 49 million views. Where else can you go to get 49 million global eyeballs on your product or your brand? Basically nowhere. So Mr. Beast is maybe one of one from a culture perspective. So if I'm a brand, like, yeah, I might go out there and spend $10 million, right? What is it to get in front of the Super Bowl? It's $7 million for 30 seconds or whatever it is. Yeah, I might, if I'm a brand like T-Mobile or something, which they've sponsored multiple of his videos, and they did a sponsorship for his Beast Games on Prime, Amazon Prime, or Prime Video or whatever. If I'm a brand like T-Mobile, yeah, I might spend $10 million, $15 million to sponsor one video. And so obviously that example, there's like, just a few creators who are like really, really at the top, who can convince a brand like T-Mobile to do an awareness play like that. But like, if you just came down on a micro level and said, okay, like, what is my version of this? Right. Yeah. I may not have the impressions or the views or the downloads that someone like Mr. Beast has, but hey, maybe I have, influence in my local community around the Houston Metro, right? I have 10,000 followers and I'm a realtor, and other realtors follow me. Maybe I could do a local sponsorship with the, you know, coffee chain, the Dutch Brothers. I don't know. I think that's in Houston, right? Or I don't know. I just made that up. Maybe I could go to them and say, hey, let's do a partnership here. This is a great example. We just had Sal Vetri join on Instagram. Sal is a legend because you know what Sal's niche is? Fantasy sports. That's his niche. How niche is that? Right. And so someone like him is probably crushing it right now because this is the time. I just did my draft for my first league last night. I'm doing another one tonight. Right. And so someone like Sal might have these pockets of huge opportunities of promotion with brands and fantasy sports leagues and, you know, someone like Yahoo Sports or whatever. And then there's other times during the year where he can do other more evergreen promotions. right? And so someone like Sal, who has a very niche audience, very niche content vertical, can really kind of name their number, name their price when they're engaging with some of these sponsors who really want to get in front of fantasy players in the 2 weeks leading up to the draft. Right, Sal, I don't want to talk your game, but I mean, you tagged me on a really incredible case study of after reading my book. You said I spent $20. I don't remember what the number was, but maybe you can paraphrase for me here. But Sal read my book and got a multi five figure brand deal from just reading the book, not even joining the 10K brand deal challenge. So come on. So again, like what, like come down on the micro level, on the micro scale. What is your version of this? Maybe you're a B2B creator. Maybe you have a LinkedIn audience. Maybe you have a newsletter. Maybe you have a really niche podcast. What is your version of this? How can you articulate to a brand why they should care about your niche? Joe said, yeah, Ninja Kitchen also dumped a ton of cash into that F1 movie. Exactly. Yeah. We talked about that as well. Right. One other thing that we talked about on the episode was like, at what point do you, in a brand's evolution, at what point do you decide that like, okay, yeah, this makes sense to spend $15 million or something sponsoring this movie? You must have reached a point in your brand journey where that makes sense. You've done all the things. You've done the free stuff. You've done the affiliates. You've paid people. You've done the billboards. You've done the bus benches. You've paid celebrities. You're doing TV ads. Like, okay, yeah, let's, Apple comes to us and says, hey, we've got a movie with with Brad Pitt. Do you want to, we're doing an F1 movie with Brad Pitt. Are you in or out? Right. Yeah, it was just a really interesting conversation. And by the way, we're so eager for feedback. Like I'm having so much fun with this podcast format. And let us know what you want to see more of. I think I also mentioned that, in an upcoming episode, we just locked in our presenting sponsor for our in-person event sponsor games. I recorded the pitch. I recorded us pitching the sponsor. I'm so excited to put that live on the podcast as well. And by the way, sponsor games, we just locked in the dates, March 15th to the 18th in San Antonio, Texas. If you want to check it out, you can go to sponsorgames.com. I'm very excited for sponsor games this year. We are really, really taking it up a notch. And we're capping it at 75 attendees. So if you would like to come, would love to see you there. It's going to be great. Santa says, I want to join the brand challenge. Yes, Santa, just go to creatorwizard.com/challenge. And if you join, I am going to give you a shout out live here. I'm going to give you if I see it come through right here, I'm looking at my phone. If you join creatorwizard.com/challenge, I'm going to give you a shout out. So boom, I love seeing this. Makes me very happy. All right, let's see here. Other questions here. Retirement. Oh, Mark says, oh yeah. Retirement for seniors looking for that email. I joined the guild around 2 months ago. If not, I am signing up. By the way, I'm Mark. Hey Mark, good to see you here. Yeah. If you don't see it in your email, just shoot me an email, justin@creatorwizard.com. And I can help you find it. All right, let's see here. Parker's on the go. So, we sent a PCR to a brand we worked with and they seemed very interested in the numbers. A lot of back and forth with them, and we had to pass because they took too long. How can we streamline this? Maybe you can share a bit more context on why you said you passed. You passed with them for what reason? Like you told them that they had to respond by a certain date and they didn't, or you just decided that you were annoyed by how long they were taking to decide, or maybe you pitched them a seasonal or time bound opportunity and they couldn't get back to you in time. Maybe you can give me a bit more context on like why, what you mean by you passed. I mean, the reality of it here is that like when you submit a PCR, a post campaign report to a brand, they may not be ready to just like pull the trigger on it right away. They may not be like, oh, okay, great. Let's go. Let's run it back. Here's another 5K. Here's another 10K. And so you have to understand that like, this is just the start to the re-engagement, to the nurturing process. So yeah, you submit your PCR. They may ghost you. They may say, this is great. We'll get back to you. And then your work is not done. You say, okay, I'm going to follow up now. Hey, you didn't like that idea in my PCR about the next campaign pitch? Here's another one. Or, oh, I saw that you just posted this thing on Instagram. That's really cool. You know, here's a slight tweak to that idea of like what we could do together. Right. So this is just it's the opening to the re-engagement process when you nurture this brand, trying to, you know, get on another phone call with them and kind of chat through. Here's one of my other favorite things is like, let's say 3 months later and, you know, you want to re-engage them. We'll go back and get updated numbers. Maybe it was a YouTube activation because I know you're on YouTube and you say, hey, guess what? In the 30 days after our engagement, it got 10,000 views. But guess what? In 3 months, it now has 20,000 views. Awesome. That is an excuse to go back to them and open the door, get your foot back in the door, say, hey, look, this is another evidence of that our videos are evergreen. They have more legs over a long time span than just this campaign period that we initially discussed. So these are just random examples, but like this is really how I look at it, is that this is the opening of the door to you to continue to nurture this brand. Okay. Joe says the Samsung deal that I just dropped into the Samsung deal that I got just dropped in my lap through a YouTube shopping rep. Samsung saw sales results in my content and wanted to work together. That's a powerful tool, bro. Joe, that is huge, man. I am so stoked for you. That really is a powerful tool. And what Joe is talking about here, this is like a really important thing here. For those of you who may not be familiar with what Joe's talking about, so YouTube shopping is very quickly becoming an extremely lucrative sales channel for people. So basically what this means is that instead of, let's say, listing an Amazon Associates link in your description box, YouTube now has these much more user-friendly shopping widgets or shelf, and the benefit is party data. This is first-party data that YouTube has access to, where if you're starting to drive meaningful sales through these channels, like Joe just said, Samsung is like, wow, Joe is driving a meaningful amount of affiliate revenue, just like we were talking about earlier in the episode. Let's reach out to Joe because he's already proven that people in his audience care about what he has to say. So if we have some sort of seasonal promotion or we have some other campaign that we want the sound bites from what he was saying, hey, let's just go look at the people who are driving a bunch of like actual ship revenue on YouTube shopping and reach out to them for a deal. Rather than trying to educate someone cold coming in off the street, let's go work with our people who are already driving results. Jason had a great idea here. You should put your book on your YouTube shop. That is a great point. I definitely should do that. There's a subtlety though, because you have to have a Shopify store. As far as I know, it's either Shopify, Fourth Wall, or a couple other vendors. And I don't use those tools right now. I probably should do it just to be able to have it and have like a duplicate store. I don't know. Yes, I agree. I should do that. I actually want to put it on TikTok shop as well. Because I want to, I don't know. I'm going to experiment with like giving people like commission, 100% commission. Like, hey, want to talk about my book? I'll give you all my profit. I don't even care about making money on the book. Like, all my, cause you know, my profit on the book is like, I make like, you know, a couple bucks basically, or like $4 to $5 roughly, like, especially when it's fulfilled through me, not through Amazon. And so I'm like, hey, I'll give you like whatever, $5, like all my profit to talk about the book. I just need to figure it out. I need to figure it out. Joe says, bring some books to VidSummit. I'll get a couple, one for me and one that I can give away. Dude, I super appreciate that. I should definitely do that. I should just like ship a box of books there, and like give them out or something. It's a great idea. Y'all, thank you so much for tuning in. Let me look one more time to see if anyone joined the challenge. Nope, no one else joined the challenge yet. Maybe you're going to do it after the live stream ends. But I would love to see you in the 10K brand deal challenge. It's going to be so much fun. Delilah says, I have gotten 5 people to buy your book because it's that good. I super appreciate that. That really means a lot to me, Delilah. And if there's one thing that I could ask of you, if you don't want to do any of these things, if you don't want to join the challenge, if you don't want to come to sponsor games, that's okay. If these live streams help, you know, if my YouTube videos help, if the podcast episodes help, that's okay. But what I would ask, I would love for you to review the podcast. That would mean a lot to me. Or maybe review the book. If you bought the book, just go on there, clickety click, sponsormagnet.com/review to help the book reach more people. So anyways, I appreciate each and every one of you, and I will see you on the next live stream. Peace.